Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Elena Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight, we talk about a sensitive population, our senior citizens. Our senior citizens are a caring community who are often besieged by uncaring solicitors preying on the senior citizens' concern for community, for healing, for good works, and supporting those efforts to bring health and humanity to all. However, these concerns about the well-being of others makes senior citizens a target of fraud and scams. Now, my guest this evening is State Representative Steve Samuelson, who serves the 135th Legislative District, that's Northampton County. Representative Samuelson is the Democratic Chairman of the House Aging and Older Adult Services Committee, a committee he has served since first becoming the state representative for the 135th Legislative District in 1999. Serving the state's senior citizens has always been a priority for Representative Samuelson. Every year, his constituent services assists more than 900 residents with their property tax and rent rebate forms. It is a pleasure to welcome Representative Steve Samuelson to WDIY to help us take charge of our lives.
And it's good to be with you this evening. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, you know, this is a very big problem, scams on senior citizens. And sometimes we're taken advantage of because of our well-meaningness. People want to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
They also want to protect themselves. They want to protect their families. So when somebody calls and says, or they hear something on the radio or TV, are you in debt? We'd like to reduce your debt. Give us a call and we'll pay off your debt in no time so that you don't have to worry about your children being responsible when you're gone. That sounds so appealing.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
And you stated it exactly. Senior citizens are very trusting people, and that's sadly some people prey on seniors because they know that they are very trusting. They also know that many seniors are on their own, don't have family members close by looking after them. And many seniors own their own homes, so folks are out there, unfortunately, who are trying to come up with a myriad of scams to take advantage of senior citizens and try to hook them in with some story, with some offer. Now, in many cases, the offer sounds too good to be true. When that's the case, it probably is too good to be true. And buyer beware, be cautious with all of the solicitations you get. That's the best advice that we can give.
Now, I want to mention there, sometimes we see on TV ads like, are you in credit card debt over your head?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to leave that to your children. And we have a way to reduce your debt so that you can be credit free in no time. And now, if you respond to that, I want to tell you what might happen. They will give you a line that says, this is your credit card debt. We can reduce that in a couple of years. All you need to do is give us permission to withdraw a certain amount of money from your bank, and in 2 or 3 years' time, you will be done. And I know of one person who tried it, and this is what happened to her. She gave permission because she thought it was a wonderful idea to get out of debt and not leave her children any concerns. So she gave them permission to withdraw $300 a month from her account,
mm-hmm.
and that she would be credit-free within a couple of years. And she thought that was a great idea. So that was in October. October, November, December, they withdrew $300 a month, meaning $900 a month.
Mm-hmm.
In January, this woman receives a notice from her local court. Why?
she has to appear because of lack of payment of her credit card, on one credit card. She goes to court for that, and then she gets another notice. She has to appear in February for another lack of payment. Whoever she made the arrangement with never paid anything, and she was called to court twice.
So unfortunately, there are scams like that out there. Now, when somebody calls you with a solicitation, there are ways. Let me back up. There are ways that you can refinance your credit card debt, and you can try to make a payment plan. But the best advice is that you make the arrangements. You contact a bank or a credit union, and you make the arrangements to do that refinancing of your credit card debt. So if you're taking the initiative, you can pursue those kind of options. If somebody's calling you out of the blue, in most cases, they're fishing for information. They're trying to get you to divulge personal information. So if you have an incoming call, a call that you did not initiate, the best advice is don't give any personal information. Don't give your Social Security number. Don't give your bank account number. Don't authorize them to take money out of your bank account. Don't give any information about your credit card. If the call is an incoming call that you did not initiate, chances are they are fishing for your personal information.
Now, when this woman tried to get the money back because of lack of payment and lack of keeping their word, she tried many times in many different ways, and finally, this is what they told her. There is no return payment of your $900. We charge $300 a month to maintain the account. That was the final word.
Which is an outrageous amount of money, a red flag that they're not legitimate. There are organizations. There's a consumer credit counseling service that helps people in tough situations sort out their bills, make regular payments. They do that kind of official consumer credit counseling service. They do charge a monthly fee, but it's more like $20 or $25. But that's the kind of thing where you initiate the inquiry. You call up the Consumer Credit Counseling Service. They don't call you looking for business. They don't call you looking for your information. It's a service that's out there, and that's something that people can take advantage of. So one red flag is the amount of that so-called monthly fee. And the other thing you can do is when something like that happens, you can also double-check things. If they say they're going to take care of your credit card debt, call up your credit card companies and see if that is in fact the case. Has the credit card debt been satisfied? When the answer turns out to be no, you'll know immediately that this is not on the up and up. So, but of course, the best advice is when somebody's calling you, when you did not initiate the phone call, do not give out personal information, do not give out bank information, do not give out Social Security information.
Now, sometimes these offers are not on the phone. They're on TV.
Oh.
They're on radio. Mm-hmm. And they look so, you know, valid. And, you know, they look so hopeful.
And we've heard throughout our lives, if it looks too good to be true, it probably is. And so that's the case with many offers that are out there. There are also people who will try to prey individually on folks with other scams. Sometimes it's door-to-door right here in the Lehigh Valley. Sometimes it's phone scams. There's a couple that are out there. There's one scam that's out there about paving your driveway. Now, there are legitimate companies here in the Lehigh Valley that will pave your driveway, and you can shop around to get the best price. But the scam is when they come to your house and say, we happen to be in the neighborhood. We have a truck just down the street. We can take care of this today, but you have to pay us in cash, and we'll get it all done real fast. I've had two local women came to my office and said this was happening in their neighborhood. Not far from where we are taping this show, and they said it sounded like a very good offer, and unfortunately they trusted the people. As soon as they got the money, of course, the work stopped and the people took off. So it's if somebody's paving your driveway, it's the best. You shop around, you find the best offer. You don't respond to somebody who's coming door to door and saying it has, you know, here's a good deal, and by the way, it has to get done today. And also, it has to get done in cash. Two red flags there. Obviously, you can make plans to shop around and get a good deal for paving your driveway. So that's one scam that's out there. There are others that sometimes people pretend to be utility workers. They show up at your door, and they try to get into your house. A lot of red flags there. Don't let folks in your house unless it's a utility call that you initiated. If you call the phone company to come to your house, well, then you should expect somebody. They're not going to come just out of the blue and say, we have to check on things today.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY. And my guest this evening is State Representative Steve Samuelson, who serves the 135th Legislative District, Northampton County. He is the Democratic Chairman of the House Aging and Older Adult Services Committee, a committee he has served since first becoming the State Representative for the 135th Legislative District in 1999. And we're talking about current scams that senior citizens in particular have to be wary of. So there's so many. There's one that is very prominent and people talk about, and that's the phone calls that people get about your child or your grandchild.
Right.
Talk about that.
So the grandparent scam that's out there, it's a terrible, awful scam where people are preying on people's heartstrings. The way this scam goes is somebody calls and says that your relative is in trouble. Your grandchild, your grandson, your granddaughter is in trouble, and they've been arrested, they're in jail, they need cash right away to bail them out. And the cash has to be sent to us immediately, in the next hour or two. So there's a red flag right there. It doesn't need to be immediate. If you're bailing somebody out, you make arrangements with the local courthouse. But first of all, what you should do in that kind of scam is hang up and check out to see if the story is really true. If somebody's calling and saying your grandchild's in trouble, call another family member and say, wait a second, is this true? Is our grandson in trouble? And they'll say, well, this is the first we've heard about it. So they try to get people to take immediate action to wire money before they step back and check into the story. Best advice there is, slow down, hang up, verify that somebody really is in trouble before you're sending money. And once again, before you're don't give them the credit card information over the phone. Don't give them the bank information over the phone. Don't go down the street and wire money before you know it's a real legitimate situation. But sadly, this has I've had folks call me right here in Bethlehem. And in one case, they were pretending to be the grandchild. The voice on the phone, they were pretending to sound like the grandchild. And the person got suspicious and realized, wait a second, sending cash right away, that doesn't sound right. It doesn't actually sound like my grandchild. Another case, unfortunately, the gentleman did go to and sent some money off to some faraway state. Then he checked out the story and realized, wait a second, it wasn't true, and by that time it was too late. The money had disappeared. So be very cautious of this. They'll call. They'll try to get you. They know everybody cares so dearly about their relatives. They'll try to prey on that and try to get you to give personal information or send money before you check out a story.
And as senior citizens, grandparents, parents. Very caring population.
Absolutely.
You want to protect your loved ones. And if someone calls with the idea that someone's in trouble, your first response is, oh, my goodness, I want to do something to help. What can I do? So they prey on that kind of response.
Right.
And what you're saying is be careful.
Right.
First, check it out.
Check it out. If a stranger's calling, I mean, if you had a relative who was really in trouble, chances are another relative would be the one calling you and telling you that, not some stranger on the phone that you're talking to for the first time.
And we're going to talk more about how to prevent scams on senior citizens when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
The many choices and real voices on WDIY are made possible with support from our generous, sustaining members. An automatic monthly gift of $10 on your credit card is an easy way to become a WDIY member and support the programs you love. Set up your monthly sustaining membership gift today. Call 610-694-8100 extension 7 or visit wdiy.org. Thank you.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. This is your host, Elena Barbaro, and this evening we're talking with State Representative Steve Samuelson, who serves the 135th Legislative District, Northampton County. He's the Democratic Chairman of the House Aging and Older Adult Services Committee, a committee he has served on since becoming a state representative. And it's very important that we understand all those scams that prey on senior citizens, their caring of community, their caring of family, and this is a very sensitive population mm-hmm. who want to do the best they can for their family, for their community. And tell us, Representative Samuelson, what are some of the other things that seniors need to be aware of?
This is a very important topic, and you are absolutely right. Seniors have to be aware of what these scams are so you can avoid falling victim. Such an important topic. I actually hosted a forum a couple of weeks ago here in Bethlehem on senior scams and fraud. We had the State Secretary of Aging, Teresa Osborne, come to that forum. We had the State Secretary of Revenue, Dan Hassel, come to that forum right here in Bethlehem at Litzenberger House. And it was very well attended, and we talked about some of these scams. One of the other ones is where people try to come to your house and gain entry to your house. Usually it's somebody who's posing as a utility worker. Now, many ways to, as I said, red flags should go up if you did not initiate the call. A couple weeks ago, I had somebody from the cable TV company come to the house, but of course I called, made an appointment, and so when they showed up 2 days later, I was expecting somebody, and the gentleman did still show me ID to make sure I knew he was actually from the cable TV company. Sometimes people show up unannounced and say, we have to do work on the water meter, or we have to do work on the phone lines, or we have to do work. Red flag is if you did not initiate that visit, if they're coming to you unannounced, beware that they may be somebody who's not with the phone company or the water company at all. Once again, if they're going to do work on your house, you'll get notified in the mail. If the phone company is going to do work on your phone lines, they'll tell you in advance. They're not going to show up unannounced, and that's if they do show up unannounced, that's a sign that this might be a scam.
And perhaps a way to check on that is to keep them out of your house before you invite them in.
Absolutely.
And say, would you please wait outside while I get some, get some
information. Wait outside while I call your office and double check. If you're calling to tell me you're from the water company, I can call City Hall and say, hey, are you out in my neighborhood today visiting houses? And they'll say, no, we've never heard of that. And that's a sign. So the scam goes, they try to distract you, get you to pay attention to them, invite you into the house. And then they usually have a buddy with them who, while you're distracted, the other person comes into your house and robs you. So that's a terrible scam. Awful people are preying on individuals. But as I said, if you initiated the contact, if you called the phone company, the cable company, the gas company, then you can reasonably expect that people are going to keep that appointment. And you can also ask for ID when your utility worker shows up. If it's somebody who's showing up at your house unannounced and you had no idea that there was work going on in your neighborhood, check it out. Don't invite them in. Your idea about taking time to call and verify that there's work. Chances are if you do that and verify, by the time you get back to the front door, they'll be gone because they you can also, if you suspect a scam, you can call the police. If you're a victim of a scam, you can file a police report with your local police department.
I think the most important thing is to keep them from entering your home.
Absolutely.
While you make the check, because I'm not sure if, because as you pointed out perhaps earlier, if you allow them into your home, they can rob while you are on the phone checking them out. So the important thing is to keep them out of the house with your door closed.
So red flags should go up when it's an uninitiated visit at your front door, an uninitiated phone call, when you did not start the conversation, when you're responding to something. Now, there are offers you get on the phone that may be something you want to check out. Best thing is buyer beware. Take the information, hang up, and check it out. If they're asking about your credit card and they don't know which credit card you have, that's a red flag that they're not a legitimate company. They're fishing for information. Like, they'll say, we want to help you save money on your credit card payments. And then they'll say, which card? And then they'll ask you which card. And So I always say to them, or I usually say to them, which card are you talking about? And they don't know. So obviously I know that they're not a legitimate company. They're just fishing for personal information. Same can go with energy companies. We do have electric choice in Pennsylvania. You can pick energy companies to save yourself money. You can shop around. The challenge is usually what happens is people get phone calls talking from one company, talking about one particular deal. Now, these companies that call you about your energy are often legitimate energy power companies, but the problem is they're giving you only one deal that they're offering on that day. What I usually tell them is, thank you for the call. We do have a website here in Pennsylvania that lists all of the legitimate companies in Pennsylvania, and if I want to change my electricity company, I'm going to shop around, and the best way to do that is go to papowerswitch.com, and if you do that, you can see a list of like all 60 or 70 electric companies, who's offering a one-year deal, who's offering a six-month deal, whether the energy company that called you is on that list and has registered with the Pennsylvania powerswitch.com website. So sometimes they'll give me the information. I'll take down the name of the company and I'll say, thank you, but I'm going to check this out on my own. And, you know,
and repeat that place to check.
For energy companies, it's a website on the internet. It's called papowerswitch.com. And when you go there, you can see all of the companies that have offers out there, and you can do comparison shopping, and they make it real easy. And so you can say, well, which is the best rate for me? Should I lock in for 6 months? Should I lock in for a year? Should I just have a month to month and to give me the ability to shop around later? Do they have a cancellation fee, which is good to know. If you find a better deal 6 months from now, you don't want to pay $100 cancellation fee. But all of that information will be listed. So I find that's better than responding to one offer you get on the phone. Take time and shop around.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that. I recently got a card in the mail that says, you are entitled to 1 month free electricity with ... electric company. And I said, that's wonderful, but I don't use that company. And I called them, and it was very difficult to get any information because I don't have that particular power company.
Right.
It is located in the Lehigh Valley, but I was wondering, number one, how could I get a free month supply? Do I have to switch? But it was very unusual, so I let it go.
Yeah. And if a person goes to that website that I mentioned, papowerswitch.com, they will see the name of the company. They'll see what offers. There might be a company that's offering a free sign-up month or something like that. But if you can see on a legitimate website what the offers are, then you can decide which is the best one for me. Shopping around in many parts of our life is a good idea. And we try to – our Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission tries to make it easy on the electricity choices by putting it all on one website.
Oh, that's very important. We're going to repeat that in a little bit. What are some of the other scams that you have found have been occurring frequently, particularly on senior citizens? Are there any noticeable ones? Or
so many things come in over the phone, and as I said, many are scams. The companies, the solicitations you get, some are legitimate companies. There is a way to try to cut down on the number of phone calls you get. The Pennsylvania Attorney General maintains a do not call website. When we first authorized this in the legislature, you could sign your phone number up to be put on the do not call list for 5 years. We've now extended it. So if you sign up, it's supposed to be a permanent placement on that do not call list for your particular phone number. So that's the good news. And there's a phone number you can call with the Attorney General's office. It's 888-777-3406 to sign your phone number up to say that I do not want these solicitation phone calls.
So if you want to do not call, you call 888-777-3406.
Right, and they'll put your number on the list. Now, sometimes it takes them a couple months to get the list up to date. The way this is supposed to work is if a phone number is on that list, the legitimate companies who are calling are supposed to check, and they're not supposed to call you on that phone number that's been registered on this do not call list. If they do, you're allowed to file a complaint with the Attorney General, and they'll have to pay a fine. So the companies should take this seriously. Now, one of the challenges, as I said, it takes a couple months to get your phone number on the list. Sometimes phone numbers change. So people say that even after they've done this, they they still get some calls. Sometimes maybe a company that's based in the United States will check with this list. But if you're getting a call from overseas, a company that's farmed out their phone calls to an overseas outfit, you know, there's some companies that don't. But it's a good step, and it can cut down on the number of calls you get. As I said, it's just not call. There's brochures in my office, in the office of other legislators, and it's run by the Pennsylvania Attorney General, 888-777-3406.
Now, recently you gave a presentation on avoiding scams. Are you giving any other public information sessions?
Well, that was a great session we had a few weeks ago. We're going to repeat that in the future. The Pennsylvania Department of Aging Secretary and the Pennsylvania Department of Revenue Secretary, they're going around the state. They've had this program in Scranton. They have had it here in Bethlehem. They've had it out near Altoona. So they're taking this program around the state to alert seniors about some of the scams that are out there. I am having an information fair in a couple of weeks. It's called my Senior Citizen Community. It's my Community and Senior Fair. We will be at the St. John Windish Lutheran Church here on the south side of Bethlehem on Friday morning, September 21st, from 9 to 11. And we'll have about 25 different organizations coming and giving information to folks about what resources are out there in the community. We'll have folks from the County Department of Aging. We'll have somebody from the Veterans Office. We'll have St. Luke's Hospital and Lehigh Valley Health Network. But it's Friday morning, September 21st, 9 to 11. And a lot of good information there. We've invited, as I said, 25 community organizations to be there to share information with
folks. It sounds like a wonderful opportunity.
Yeah, no charge to come. We'll have some refreshments there. We'll have health screenings. The two hospitals are providing health screenings. So
wonderful. I want to thank you, State Representative Steve Samuelson, Democratic Chairman of the House Aging and Older Adult Services Committee, for helping us to understand the extraordinary measures that scam artists use to prey upon well-meaning senior citizens. Thank you for helping us to understand what we need to look for and to determine what is truly a worthy cause or a scam. If you have further questions or feel you have been taken advantage of, please contact Representative Samuelson at...
My phone number is 610-867-3890.
I want to thank you for helping us to take charge of our lives on WDIY, Representative Samuelson. It has been an extraordinary pleasure. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.